It's the roll up. It's the vibes. Welcome to the roll up conference championship week show. Only one team participating in that. It's your host, Uncle Silk, and I'm kicking with my co-host, Amon Richards, Kenny Shaw. What it do, brethren?
How we doing?
Best team in the state, man.
I'm barely alive, but I'm alive, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's been a rough week news-wise for the Florida Gators. We're going to just hang out, different type of vibe this week. We had a couple guests lined up, but, you know, scheduling, life. We be lifing a little bit around here. Got family, so sometimes we put schedules back and then throw off our guests, but it's all good. We finna kick it, catch up on some news with each fan base. Miami heating up a little bit down south on some recruiting.
Hey, listen.
What's up with it?
This only the beginning, man. Like, you know how this goes, man. It's like a domino.
I don't know how it goes.
It's a domino effect, man. You know, one piece, you know, causes others to fall.
That's how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what's up with it.
You know, wishful and hopeful, looking forward to next year. So,
transfer portal going crazy around the country, all around the land. A lot of quarterbacks available if you don't have one. A lot of people looking for quarterbacks, man. My quarterback made some announcements today. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything, man. But how was y'all boys' week post Turkey Day, post rivalry week? Football season winding down, done for me. How's y'all week, work week and whatnot?
Kenny, go ahead.
It's daddy son weekend, so I'm gathering all my energy up now. We're gonna watch some football. We're gonna go to SeaWorld. I'm already tired thinking about the weekend, but shit, that's, I feel like that's life, man. Life is constant work at this point, you know, so I'm just enjoying it. I'm also enjoying it being the only team playing this week. That's my only jab tonight. Look, I'm coming in peaceful tonight, but it's gonna be a good week.
You lying?
There we go. I had to fix the screen. Oh man, first time alone with Jit. I remember my first time alone with my son, bro. It was a disaster. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The house was a disaster. Kid picked up new habits. It was all type of shit that I did wrong. First time having Jit by myself alone for an extended amount of time, I would say.
I like it more so because he chill with me. Like he obviously knows I'm more the disciplinary, but he also know that I'm gonna love his ass 2 seconds after I discipline him. So it's like a fine line. But we just be vibing. But with mama boy, that is WrestleMania. Hey, that motherfucker be. And I don't know why boys do that to their mamas. Then they get older, be mama boys. You like, you know, you used to beat your mama ass. Like, I don't know what it is, but nice. The boys, hey, Silk, the first thing I learned with boys is just get them outside.
Oh, yeah, you got to burn that energy, bro. That's
and,
still my
life. We all need outside, even as grown men. Shit.
Oh, you got to touch grass. That's my motto, baby. Got to get your ass out there and touch that grass.
Because I see people. They re-troll you saying it, but I never asked you why.
It's a staple though, isn't it?
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's a staple. Now, touch grass is like during the off season, man. People just on Twitter all day, just arguing about recruiting, missing a recruit. Like people losing their mind. Like y'all need to step outside, get some fresh air, and touch grass. Like It ain't that deep, ain't that serious. But touch grass is definitely a movement. How you been doing down in Amman? The Junk Boys, y'all doing y'all thing down there?
Shit, cranking, man. Busy every Yeah, you know, it's getting ready going to holiday season. So everybody, you know, got some, you know, moving here, people closing on houses, you know, husbands buying their wives, their dream homes, all type of stuff going on. So,
oh, shit, boy, that boy living, ain't it? They doing that type of shit?
Not need to. We charging for it. We charging for the service, let me tell you. But, nah, man, it's busy, you know, but, yeah. You know, that. And then just same old, just living, man. Enjoying life every day, you know.
Waiting on that Florida State loss, huh?
It's coming.
Oh, I can't wait.
I got money.
I can't wait, bro.
Hey, you got to add that in. Look, enjoying life and waiting on that Florida State loss, boy. Hey.
Now, see, if I say it right, they're going to say I'm hating. You see how this works? Nah, Kenny said it. I wouldn't go say I put money on y'all losing, but now, yes, I put money on y'all.
You put your ticket in? What's your ticket this week?
Man, don't be putting these shit-ass tickets in every week, AR. You're embarrassed. What's shout out to everybody hanging out with us, all the fans. Hit like, comment. We appreciate everybody. We're going to get into the comments in a minute.
Because if you went against us, that ticket, boof.
Listen, that boy had a trash ticket last week. Yeah. Boy, you can't be coming back with funky tickets every week, man.
Liberty, I got Liberty on here with the dub. Oregon going to smack Washington. I think Washington quarterback got broken rib, but we ain't going to get into that real quick. Texas, they going to get a dub. I got Bama with upset, Louisville with upset. That's the only two that's like.
The only two, ticket. Boy, that ticket done with.
No, it's not. Bro.
That's wild. That listen, ticket.
I'm not going to argue with you tonight, Kenny. Brother, it's a good night.
Of course
night.
You are, man.
I'm not. You know what? You're right, so you're right.
Of course but you are.
You got to. If we played Bethune-Cookman in the ACC game, your ticket would have had – you would have been a dumbass on your ticket.
It would have been plus 1 million Bethune-Cookman. I would have put money on it.
So I get it. Look, I get it. Silk, that's
– gambling with emotions is a terrible gambler, bro. You got
to know. Man, hey, you know, how many, you know how many folks who are diehard fans say, hey – I listen, went with the line.
Louisville can score. My bad. Louisville can score. I mean, it's gonna be a shootout, bro. They can score. You guys can score. That's all. So I'm just
any team can score. There ain't gonna be no shootout, too.
Yes, it is. How much you want to bet on that? Both teams gonna have
over. Hey, boy, he's just degenerate now. He won't bet everything.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. He don't hurt too many gamblers talking and shit. Somebody's gonna be a shootout. It's going to be just, Hey, don't listen to the gamblers.
Brother, he just joined the gambler group chat and shit, bro. You getting all the lingo, betting everything now?
Yeah. Parlay.
Parlay. Hey, I love them parlays. It's a...
You hit one yet?
Nah, I ain't never see something that say plus 100 or something thousand. So you mean $10 for about 100 grand? That would be like a 15-leg parlay.
Impossible
hey,
shit.
Things go right now. Hey, that's wishful thinking.
Man, more than wishful thinking. Hey, you seen the one clip of the young gentleman in jail that called in a parlay hit and bailed himself out?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm telling you, bro, you just need one time. That's what they say. You just need one, bro.
Hey, put that on the screen.
It might cost you 50 grand. You feel me? Like spend 50,000.
Parlay only for motherfuckers who smoke Newports.
Hey, Kitty, you only need one, brother.
Hey, say that in the comments.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, Kenny. Think about it. Tell me this makes sense, bro. Okay, you might spend 10 grand betting over the course of the year, but you just need to hit one. Like,
but that's the thing. That's the thing with gambling. It ain't anything you get addicted to ain't never just going to be a one-time thing.
Bro, I've been like this. Nah. I used to bet.
That's how crack started.
Madden.
That started cracking the epidemic.
Hey,
they are all I'm saying. You gonna hit, and then you gonna try and flip it, and that bitch gonna flip you. Look, it gonna flip you on your shit.
Nah, them boys gonna come get me. What you talking about? I ain't gonna lie, hitting them across the head, but if I ain't, y'all gonna never see me again, bro.
Hey, shout out to my man Michael in the comment, asking when the roll up drip coming. The gear coming soon, but we got a lot of changes on the way, man. So y'all just bear with us with the merch store, the website, all that stuff. It's gonna roll out at the top of the year. A lot of big changes. I know a lot of people been hitting us up wanting to support us with merch. But just hang tight, man. It's going to be a lot better with the merch, you know, logos. You know, we're going to mess around with some stuff, see what's up with it. I cannot find it. I want to put up the Newport comment, but I can't find it. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us. One time for my man, Kevin Lane. S. Dot in the building.
Too many
Florida State fans, man. Let me find a Gator fan. Shit, y'all boys at, dog. Y'all boys trying to find an offensive coordinator right now, dog. I ain't got no Gator fans hanging out with me right now in the comments.
Yeah, man. Hey, so what's up with that, man? When y'all team going to get together, man? Talk like.
Oh, my man, DK. No, they ain't DK. I ain't got one, bro.
Motherfucker looking for friends. You know when you like this? You know when you go in a club solo, you like. They ain't him.
Yeah, ain't my dog. Thought that was my dog.
Hey, look, I told y'all a few weeks ago that shit. Hey, AR, you see it? Look, I was talking shit about y'all locker room in shambles. Oh, wow. It was a Gator locker room in shambles.
Hey, you got
my shit in shambles.
Hey, brother, hey, one thing about Mario, bro, he don't get that culture right now. On the field product, we got
to. Y'all shit was in shambles, too.
They got more people in the transfer portal than me and my shit in shambles.
That's healthy for Hurricanes. Both sides, bro. That's
yeah, they got more guys. My shit just louder. My fans are just, they cry more.
Okay.
Our team is good. Our
yeah, y'all, hey, y'all so, went into shambles after Georgia Tech.
No, bro. Them boys got an NIL bag, man. Like, them boys ain't, you know.
Yeah, that's shambles, bro.
But, hey, you know, we, listen, one thing with this new transfer portal, it feel like free agency, bro. I'm going to keep it a stack with you.
That's what it is. It don't feel like it. That's what it is.
Right, listen, I'm great. I want to see new faces. I want to see, you know what I'm saying, us fill these team needs, and let's roll the next year, bro. We ain't got to develop through recruiting. Let's pull the
Florida State. Which are the transfers you got? Let's talk real quick. We go to Ad Reed. One time for the great folks at State Farm Insurance. Be sure to visit my man Alan at allenhorninsurance.com or give him a call at 706-692-2888. If you're in the states of Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, or Alabama and need home, auto, life insurance, or any other financial services, my man Alan going to take care of you, man. Like a good neighbor, my man Alan, State Farm in the roll-up is right there. Y'all smash that like button, comment, ask us questions. We're just going to be hanging out a little bit. It's a different type of vibe today. But we're going to run through some news, some updates, and then we're going to talk this matchup of Louisville, Florida State ACC Championship. We also could talk some Florida I'm about to put myself in the SEC Championship game. We could talk some Georgia and Bama as well. I want to talk some SEC Championship in my conference while I'm on here. So what's up with it, man? What you got? Who hit the portal for you, y'all?
So, man, you know, the big elephant in the room, you know, everyone been, you know, waiting to see what happened at the end of the season with this. So, you know, Tyler Van Dyke, you know, has hit the portal. You know, I think it's good for both sides, man. I think once a dude, I've seen it numerous times. I played with guys that transferred, went to another school and started performing like they used to, you know, so I think, you know, change of scenery, new coaching staff, just new energy. You know, it's always healthy, you know, for both sides. So we get a fresh start next year, you know, with whoever comes in at quarterback, you know.
You get a fresh start right in the swamp.
Listen. I mean, that's more recruiting juice, you know? Look, man, we played Florida first.
When that game is.
Like, I mean, we can really hype this up.
Listen, Jay, if you want to see one pack game,
when is that game?
It's week zero, I think.
It's week zero.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming with my Florida State shit on. Fuck it.
Nah, we ain't lying that shit this time, man.
Hey, both teams,
hey,
getting my both shit. Bro.
This is part of my lane. I'm coming with a neutral shirt on. Cause you know I ain't gonna be the only Florida State fan in that building.
But hey, to be honest though, I'm not gonna lie, we do got some guys leaving. You know, we got Cam Kitchens most likely going to declare for the draft. James Williams, what's big boy up front? Leonard Taylor, he might be out.
Big Leonard Taylor?
Yeah, he might be out of there. So, you know, it all depends, man. We gonna have some gaps to fill, but you know, like I said, with the transfer portal, you know, it's new, but it reminds me of free agency. You know, you can kind of feel that need, you know, through the portal kind of immediately. You can go find a, you know, 2-3 year, you know, starter for one of these teams across
Bang,
the nation.
Bang, and Bang plug gonna stay?
Huh?
Is Bang gonna stay?
Bro, he's a king for life. Listen, he's a king for life.
Oh, no, hey.
That's like asking. That's
Bang one of them guys. Bang like Duke Johnson type. Yeah. Like, Miami bro, guy. That motherfucker ain't
shit,
going nowhere.
I heard some shit, man.
You ain't hear nothing, my brother.
Hey.
You know what I did hear?
Like, I got little birdies. Look. What?
Five-star recruit. And we going to get another one. That's what I heard. But, hey, you know.
Y'all can have 15 of them fuckers. Y'all still need a coaching staff.
You know, hey, well, however you guys want to spin it, everyone know you need to sign top tier premier talent to have a chance. Look at what
that's Jordan factor did. Only Tony. Y'all okay, got a shitload of 3 stars though. It's like 16 3 stars on that list of y'all's though.
Hey,
y'all.
Three stars are the bubble guys. They the ones that surprise you the most.
Well, I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying from we talking recruiting and prospects and landing elite ones. I just had a lot
and
of
now
you
and,
got
some and nowadays too. Nowadays as I like I say in the foundation I deal with a lot of the recruiting folks and. Truth be told, a lot of them folks be just giving these kids rankings. They don't even be like
for
that.
Sure. It's a lot of politics.
Man, I be like, this dude, 4-5 star? That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
He got one move off the line. You know, it'd be crazy shit, but, you know, that's why you love college in general because, hey, they wash away all that shit. As soon as you sign that letter, it's like.
None of that shit matter.
We don't care about that shit.
That's why I ain't do none of them camps coming out of high school and all that shit. Because to me, I'm like, bro, what the fuck does it even matter? This two-hand touch, bro. Like, I ain't never really take it serious. I ain't even go to all them camps, bro. It was just like, see me on the game field. Like, when we got to tackle, then come. You know what I'm saying? You can touch me here on the field, but you got to wrap me up, bring me to the ground.
Hey, if you brought that shit to Orlando, I bet you, hey, you'd have been like.
Where?
Oh. Strap.
Kenny, listen, bro.
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
Ha-ha used to get busy at that Matt, camp scene, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to Ha-ha.
Matt Milano. Ooh, yeah. Hey,
look at him. That white linebacker from, like, what, like, Boston College or something? What he's doing at them camps? Locking up? God, he can't guard shit in the NFL.
Bro, the man was a safety coming out of high school.
I can tell. He can't
guard like, shit. How is he so good at linebacker?
Hey. So that boy can't guard shit in the NFL, bro.
Man, that boy top tier, boy. That boy up 68. You don't get 68.
You're a solid linebacker.
Bro, that boy can cover. Nah, but
what else you got leaving, man? I can go through my shit if y'all ain't ready.
Like, wait, how many that was? Like 10?
We got Van Dyke, Don Chaney, Jafari Harvey, Corey Flagg, Frank Ladson, one of the tight end, Dominic Marinelli.
What the hell, Lassen going down? Lassen got to get a job, bro. So yeah,
Chantez Williams, you know. So we got a few dudes, man. We gonna be, and they say more coming. So are leaving.
Wait, what? That's crazy.
Bro, this is college football, though, Kenny. Bro, Kenny, like, this is gonna be annually, bro.
I give you credit. Florida State did it kind of first, and everybody's looking at that shit crazy, like what the fuck. But not everyone's kind of like. Damn, like y'all might have been on to something. You can kind of flip your roster, you know, year by year. You know what I'm trying to say? With key needs, you ain't got to develop some 18, 17-year-old, you know, dude and, you know, hope he gets it early on. You know, it's like, nah, let's just.
I mean, just from, honestly, like from a number standpoint with us, like right now, I think we're at 70, right? And then if you count our recruiting class, well, what we got, because we got some guys already announced. So what has already announced, we at 70. If I count in the numbers from our recruit class, that put us at 89. So you only allow 85, and you still got to get guys out of the portal. So, like, we expecting, like, 15 guys, bro, to bounce. Like, those are numbers that's got to shake out for us to be able to get to 85 and attack the transfer portal and bring our recruiting class in. So anywhere from 15, 16, 17 recruits, current players may be transferring out just to flip the roster, get them spots.
It's always going to be the skill position, too. And that's a crazy. I think receivers and corners is going to be like the most, like,
well, interchangeable.
Too. Yeah, it's going to be annual. Like, it's all because most teams be having like, what, like 7, 8 receivers on a team, only like 3, 4, maybe 5 plays. So you always going to have those 2, 3 dudes that are always going to be transferring out. So, that and then at DB, you won't be looking at like at least 6, 7 guys always looking to move around to get opportunity. So you can always kind of fill that in with dudes declaring for the draft, you know, as well. So I personally like it. At first, I was like, I'm like, bro, that shit, you know, it's different. We're not used to this. Dudes can just jump on the one team 1 year and go on the next. Like,
I wouldn't be able to handle that shit, boy.
It's crazy, bro. It's like
I see why we are the last of like the old school class. Like I said, even before the playoffs, that shit was like, if a dude hit that transfer, it was like,
it was looking like crazy. Like, what the fuck?
You look at that's I think that's a testament to like our coaching staff. Like, you know, if you got a good boss, you ain't gonna you'll go through some shit just to. Just to stick it out with them, like, you know, and injuries happen. It's like, it's so much shit that can transpire because I see folks leave, like, even now, and like, I feel bad for the young men because they go to a place that was promising them so much. And then the team is that they left just upgraded and they went down. It's like they downgraded and now they just in a pickle of just. Now they in a cycle of just moving around. Ain't no loyalty.
Damn sure ain't no loyalty. Y'all about
you know what I'm saying? That shit.
Y'all about to get Rutabaga to FAMU for real, man. What y'all doing, man?
Hey, look. Listen.
He preparing for the ACC championship game and y'all trying to replace him. That look crazy.
At the end of the day, as a fan now, whoever on that field, that's who I'm watching and support. And look, because that's where it comes with coaching. All that other shit, that's been going on since the dawn of day. High school, we've been having transfers. It was on the low, though.
Hey, I'm going to be real, though.
This shit been going on.
They say that DJ, I'm not going to say his pronounced name, Uga Alung, whatever the hell.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You almost not landed that motherfucker, bro. You just quit. Uga,
I can hear it, but
you gotta,
I
don't know. You got to let it roll the R.
Nah, I'm good. But I don't think there's no R in that bitch. You know, there's some smoke out there with Florida State and that, but to be honest, I'm going to be real for once. I'm going to be real. It don't really matter what quarterback y'all really get for real, because based on what I'm seeing, I think Norvell got a system in place where you just need a competent quarterback to get the job done. You don't really need nothing crazy. Not a lot of decision making to happen. It's just like read one, read two, and it's like up tempo, high tempo, just go. Ain't much thinking.
I don't know about all that, bro.
Nah, because I'm just being real. Last game, like the dude, he really just trashed. But I can, if you have like someone like DJ, right?
We're terrible. We are terrible. Y'all keep forgetting that we garbage, man. Our defense is trash. No, that shouldn't have been.
No, I'm talking about
not that night though. Look, y'all had the momentum from y'all stadium, so y'all you know this too. Y'all at least looked like y'all was gonna get a win, and then that's when I told you that's when that shit kick in with like, all right, which phases did we win thus far? And if you 2 out of 3.
I ain't done nothing that. What I'm saying is he's saying that the offense just looks like if they got the competent quarterback, it just goes. I didn't like the offensive style of play calling that Florida State and Mike Norvell was exhibiting.
It was content, but the thing is, it's like, how do you – I see both sides of it. You're not going to go with just all your bullets into a guy who's never been on the road in that type of hostile environment. But you also see the other side where it's like, fucking why not? He 4 years with you. He throws confidently, and he got a little practice reps the game before, plus a week of practice. Why not? This defense is last in the nation for a reason. So, but we got the win. So I don't know. That was the ugliest win I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. But in my opinion, you just could tell, like from the play calling. That's why I said the quarterback do matter, because Norvell don't. If it didn't matter, he wouldn't be going out to a one-stop gap guy. You know, a guy you had 4 years in your system. He's going out to a quarterback in the portal, and now it's getting like a little public, but we talked about it last week. He's going because he don't trust him game in, game out, and to be able to get into his play calling and stuff. That's why he was so conservative, in my opinion, the first half versus Florida, because he don't really trust the guy in all totality. But he got the win, and that's all that matters. Yeah. But I was just speaking from just – offensive standpoint, and y'all in the portal looking for a quarterback. Graham Mertz declared to come back, which was like people acting like it wasn't up in the air. It was up in the air for sure. Him being injured probably kept him, to be real. Like Spencer Rattler, I don't know if y'all realize that, but he declared pro. Graham Mertz's numbers is definitely better than his, and he got good feedback from the league when he submitted his name and whatnot. But it's hard to go get drafted as a quarterback doing your offseason stuff with a hurt shoulder. Like you're not going to be able to work out, so that's going to hurt his stock a little bit. So he decided to come back, which I think is a good move. Max Brown hit the portal. I said this last week, didn't it? Like, it was no inside intel, but if you go out there and look that good, you know, in the last couple of weeks and limited play, somebody's going to tamper in them DMs and say, hey, man, we got an opportunity over here if you want to start, which is rightfully so. You got DJ Ladway coming in, Mertz coming back. He's pretty much just – you know, Lagway's the heir apparent. So I get it. Kid came here, originally was going to go to Central Michigan to our former coach McElwain out there. Billy hit him up last minute. He come over here and got a great opportunity to play baseball, play at Florida, take his stock up a little higher. Now he's getting re-recruited back into the portal. We'll see where he lands at. But who else I got that exited out? Let me get all my exes in order. Caleb Douglas is the only one that I'm like, you know, a little sad about. He got injured during the season. He caught a lot of 50-50 touchdowns for us early in the season. I'm not going to say a lot. I think he got like 3 or 4 50-50 balls. I think he has a lot of upside. 6'3", 6'4 guy, speedy, good route runner. Former track kid. He's out of Texas. So he made it head back to Texas. But him hitting the portal while he's been injured all year, he was out for the season. So a blow to the wide receiver room, I think. Max Brown, I just mentioned him. Ty Bowman, a receiver. Not really a blow. Kamari Wilson is rumored to be entering the portal. His dad came out and tweeted that he hasn't told anyone that, but just speculation, man. We kind of get the vibes watching him not get any playing time during the season. He was the one that came on the field, came into the, tried to come on the sideline late during the game, and they told him to leave. So you just get, you know, tea leaves is there. You remember when we talked about that during the season?
No.
And Buddy came out the locker room late.
How'd that happen?
That's wild as fuck. What, he took a nap?
No, nah, he's just being defiant, in my opinion. Like, nobody, you just don't
I've never seen that happen.
A night game late, bro. Like, he walked out in plain clothes late, and they sent him back to the locker room. It was like the weirdest shit.
Wait. So, nah,
hold on. Wait, we ain't talking about this, Silk. You know damn well we ain't talking about that.
Wrong show.
God, what the fuck?
I don't know why I told you guys that. I should have kept that shit a secret.
Walked out and thought no one was going to
You been knew y'all was in shambles.
No, nah, I know Kamari Wilson is salty, bro. Like,
what the fuck?
I knew Kamari Wilson has been salty. We've been, I thought we talked about it, but I mean, they want him to move to linebacker. He's a safety. The hips ain't there. He ain't moving like a safety. Yeah. We could have used him at linebacker this year, to be honest. Like, I look at it, you look at the injuries that we had when Shamar went out. I thought, like, it would have been a lot of opportunity for him had he taken on that role. But I get it. If you want to be a safety, you can't make people want to put their nose in shit. You feel me? Like, it ain't easy to want to be a linebacker, bro. You got to be a little, you know, on the, off the spectrum, however you want to say it, a little bit to be a linebacker. You got to be with the shits. He had, I think, I don't want to get it. I can't, I'm trying to dance around it because I don't know what's public, what's not. I know some shit, but I can't really go all out there. But long story short, he said he was going to transfer. And the staff was like, okay, cool. He showed up to the game late, dressed in plain clothes. And they told him that you got to leave. Can't just come on the sideline like that. I think that was that Tennessee game?
That's crazy, though.
I think. It was a while back.
I can see I can see the practice.
Yeah, that was some strange shit. Who else? Like, Will Norman is heading back up north, defensive tackle. He played down at IMG. We got him late in the cycle kept him late in the cycle last year. He's having some family stuff going on, and he's going to probably head back up north, like Pitt. Look out for Pitt, Rutgers, or something like that for him, somewhere in the northeast. Cam Jackson, defensive tackle, who I thought was going to declare pro, especially after our coach, Sean Spencer, who I got to talk about coach firings in a little bit. Cam Jackson declared to come back, the Memphis transfer who was here. He had a solid year, not as good as I thought he could be, but him coming back, I think, is going to be big, especially with playing against Miami game one. We already got to get some defensive tackle, but Miami have a very good offensive line, and we're going to need some guys in the trenches, like, right away out the gate. That's all I got for the portal exiting. I got some decisions that still got to be made. Jaden Hill, Jalen Kimber, Jaden Humphreys, Micah Mazuka, Jamarcus Weston, Keon Zipper. Like I said, we got to get 15 guys out of here. So some of these people are going to be told that they got to go. Like with the Kamari Wilson situation where his dad came out and said, my son hasn't told anybody that he's transferring. I was like, somebody probably told your son he's transferring, man. Like, I don't know. That's how I be. Scholarships are year to year. It's a myth that they're 4 years.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's business for real now.
Like, I guess I knew it. It was certain stipulation, but like not to the point where it's like we got to get our roster lower to add in the recruits, you know?
Yeah. Other decisions that I'm waiting on is Montrell Johnson, Princey Umanilin, Jason Marshall Jr., and Kingsley Ugoakin. We'll see what's up with it. I think I don't know what Princey going to do. It's a little up in the air. I think he goes if I would just go off like my first thoughts. Montrell Johnson, I think he goes. He could come back, but we'll see what's up. Trevor Etienne is on, like, you know, there's a lot of transfer rumors about him as well. So losing both of those guys, I think if Montrell decides to go pro, I think that makes it easier for Etienne to come back. He didn't get number one carries this year. So that'll be a layup in that fashion. But, you know, there's some smoke out there that he may want to win right away. He only got 1 year eligibility. So there's some smoke out there. Maybe some Bama or Georgia may be interested in. We'll see how true that is once it get rolling like Monday, Tuesday, next week. That's the only decisions that I'm waiting on right now. I spoke about the depth chart, where we at with it numbers-wise. I had two coaches fired this week. not the coaches I was looking to get fired. I knew somebody was on the defensive staff was going to go, well, you giving up 7 yards, all that type of wild shit. Like, you got to make some changes. Our defensive coordinator, when he took the job last year, he didn't hire anybody. Like, we had to hire a DC late. So most DCs want to have their guys in their spots. So I think right now that's what's happening. They're doing some evals and they're making some changes. I think Corey Raymond, it was a blessing we called him last. We kept him last year because he wanted to leave last year after the whole Carmani McClain thing happened. He wanted to go to the NFL. We gave him a pay raise. He stayed. But our secondary wasn't on point this year. I don't know what the miscommunication was with him and Austin Armstrong, but yeah, he's out. And let me see what the board looked like. I don't know how solid these boys be, but the names I've heard so far, Zach Etheridge over at Auburn. He's a DB coach out there. Yeah, this is coaching. TJ Rushing, Texas A&M defensive back coach. You know, Jimbo got fired. They hired, they had the guy from Duke, right? What's his name?
Yeah.
Rule? No, not Rule. Elko. Mike Elko is out there at Texas A&M right now. I don't know who all he's retained. I think he retained the D-line coach for sure. And Deron Wilson is another guy, Arkansas secondary coach. His name came up in some searches and things I was looking around at. He has a tie with Billy in the past, so that could be a possibility. He was also a quality control coach at Florida last year before he got the job at Arkansas as the DB coach. So that's another name to look out for. Coach Spencer got let go in the defensive tackle room. Understandably so. We didn't perform well at that position, not just from just that perspective, but if you cut on the film, like, these guys didn't – pad level wasn't on point. You know, didn't see any moves. Just from a totality, we just wasn't as physical up front. There's a lot to be desired. And then down the stretch and the recruiting, we lost a couple of D tackles, as we all saw, and those are his guys. So I don't mind that move. I don't know if it was all on Spencer. Some of it was personnel, but he did choose the personnel. Like, those guys that we got from the portal was his evals that we brought in. So from the lack of productivity, you know, lack of what we see on film, I get both firings, you know. But what I don't get is why we haven't made any moves on the offensive side. Could it be that they're waiting to get an offensive coordinator first and let him pick his guys? That could be a thing. That's what I think may be happening. You zero in on your offensive coordinator. He may come in and then he chooses his offensive line coach. But right now, as it stands, they just like, I ain't feeling it, bro. They got a fire in my mind, both of these. I'm not advocating for any man not to be able to feed their family. We just talking football, no emotions. But I think they got to make some changes at offensive coordinator just to appease the fan base and also to take this team to another level when it pertains to offense. But I think if you're going to make moves, you don't fire and hire positional coaches until you get that OC in. But as of now, nothing has happened. And timeline-wise, I would want my defensive – I'm hearing, like, defensive line be announced by the end of the weekend is what I was told. Not sure if that happens, but we'll see what's up. My timeline – you got, like, within, like, 7 days, man. Mm-hmm. A name I am hearing that at defensive back coach that I do not like is nothing against him, because I know people, like, grab clips and be sending them to people. I get DMs like, hey, man, my man say why you talked about him and shit. Like, people weird. Corey Bell, we had him at UF before. Just don't do it for me, man. You know, I'm not saying he's a bad coach or anything like that, but you're replacing Corey Raymond. He got some Florida ties. He'll recruit well here, but they just don't do it for me. I've had him here before. I don't like retreads. Like, Chris Rumpf is the name that came up for Florida defensive line coach. We had him before. I know Chris Rumpf personally, but I would have took Charlie Partridge, and I heard so far that Charlie hasn't been reached out to, Pitt's defensive line coach. He's thrown his name out there that he wants the University of Florida job, defensive line coach job, kind of. But no, he hasn't been contacted from what I know. That's all I got, bro. Just vibing out a little bit in Gainesville. Touching grass, dog. How you feel recruiting-wise, man? I feel all right, bro. I think we got some we got to hold on to. I see people in the comments talking about Lagway. Y'all can stop, bro. God is tired of that prayer. Every time y'all send that prayer to God, he's like, man, would y'all please stop trying to get Lagway to flip. The boy ain't going nowhere. He's solid. Solid as a rock.
What if he not?
I mean, what if the sky's purple tomorrow, Kenny?
He that locked in?
Yeah, he locked in. They better, whoever trying to get him better have a duffel, boy. Like, if he ain't locked in, I'm telling you, we confident about that one. It's too much business, man, that went down the last 12 months. He committed 12 months ago. And a lot of business that has went down in 12 months. Quarterbacks ain't going to be flipping like that, bro. It's a little different. You got to get them wide receivers and DBs out of South Florida. They don't give a shit. They'll flip on your mama birthday. They don't care.
Damn, the linemen be flipping.
Well, went down behind the scenes. Tell me what happened, man. Give us a tea, man. Like, how long you knew y'all was flipping five-star?
Let me do it for you.
I ain't gonna hype your shit up, bro. I'm just gonna do it regular if you let me do it. Man, Justin Scott, Ohio State defensive tackle. He flips over to Miami.
That surprised me. Hold on, I think my little. There we go. Hold on. Can y'all see? There we go. Nah, that surprised me honestly, because I mean, I didn't see it coming. I didn't really hear no rumblings, but you know, like right before the news broke, you know, the plug, you know, hit the line, was like, big whale coming. I said, oh, hey, I thought it was McCray. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. I was getting ready to say to you.
Y'all think y'all just finna grab my work like that, man?
I thought it was McCray for a second, but they said big body from Ohio State. I said, oh, we got to get our lick back for Jeremiah Smith. You feel me? So, you know, we had to slide back. But nah, honestly, he's a great prospect. You know, I think Mario always recruits the D line, O line very well. He was an offensive lineman, you know, if people ever wondering, like, why he's so good at that position. I mean, that's why, you know, he won the damn quarterback. So, you know, they're like, oh, he can't recruit a quarterback. Well, he ain't motherfucking play it. So, but yeah, no, I feel good about it, man. Hearing some rumblings, man, we that momentum about to pick up. You know how these recruits are. I'm not going to say it's follow the leader, but they like when people are similar to the Colorado vibes, you know, when everyone started committing to Colorado and posted offers and taking visits to Colorado, similar, man, with the Canes, man.
Trash. Similar to the Canes. You don't want to line up with Colorado these days, man. Prime was funny in the last week. So Prime had the presser, and he told all the people that's entering the portal, like, hey, man, Colorado is not about to be an ATM. Y'all don't come down here like thinking we just finna be paying people. And then the next press will go by like 3 days. Prime pull up and said, hey, man, Colorado, we need money. we need more money, man. Like, we short on dough, man.
I think Prime sometimes be speaking sometimes too far in the motion. And like, because he made it, you know what I'm trying to say? He don't need money. Like, he don't need it. But he got to understand, he got to play the recruiting game, which I think he knew to. He knew how to play it, but I think when it comes to that money, legitimately, because he has it, it's a little different game, bro. You gotta give it out. You know, you gotta pause. You gotta be like these other schools, man, or else he ain't gonna have a chance. Dudes ain't just gonna go to Colorado for free. I'm gonna just say
hell
that.
No, it's cold out there.
I don't give a if shit, Payne Manning was back there coaching. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it don't, man, these younger kids ain't watched Deion play. They parents did. So end of the day, they the ones gonna be in the field. They the ones that gotta go to Colorado in a mile high, barely being able to breathe. They gonna do it for free? Man, you crazy.
Ain't no way.
No
it's
way.
It's business, man.
SEC. If Prime end up in SEC, you know, that's a whole nother story, though.
How would Prime get? I think Prime, I don't know, his window's kind of weird now. Like, it's going to, a lot of what he do this year is going to, like, I think affect his trajectory as a coach. Like, if he comes out there and win like another 4 or 5 games, I think, like, when does he get over that hump at Colorado? Like, when does he start getting the recruit? I thought he had to start early with, like, getting a jump and then getting some boost to go to maybe the SEC or a job like that. But Colorado would be a long-ass build, I think. Like, trying to get trench work out there, skill position players, like, on the level to win in the pack right now. The pack is playing good football.
Man, listen, he will not be there once Shador didn't leave. I promise you. Once Travis, only reason I think he even didn't like dabble into these other job offers personally. I mean, I could be dead wrong, but bro, Travis Hunter, he got to follow him. His son, he got, you know, come with him, whatever case may be. I mean, there's a lot of kids he literally got to come to the school. For him to just up and leave knowing they got another year would be dead wrong. And I don't think his character would allow him to do that. You know what I'm trying to say? I think he'll probably wait it out. Problem. I don't think he wouldn't just dip on his own son and Travis.
Oh, not his son. No, not his son.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's gonna wait for his son and them to kind of clear out of there. You know, the guys that he kind of brought in, you know, the Travis Hunters and, you know, guys like that. And then I think he make a run for like the SEC or a bigger P5 school over like the next like 2-3 years. But you know.
Already. What's up, man? Let's talk. Hey, y'all pound that like button. We appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. Demetrius Shaw in the comments calling you cousin Kenny.
Demetrius Shaw, I seen your highlights too, man.
What he had him, man? He was at Bickmore.
Big ass number one on
Bishop Sycamore.
Yeah, nigga looked like a linebacker over there at like corner.
Had him win 47.
Yeah, I think he had him one. Some shit like that.
He ain't locking you up, AR?
Fuck, man. His tape. That shit,
man. I don't know. Cub might lock you up, man.
Man, Cubs might like lock up Jason Kelsey or somebody. Hey, he might get you, Kenny. You know you're older now. You know what I'm saying?
That's where you're going wrong. I got more tricks.
Shit.
Why, hey, you know, I started.
What do you mean by that?
Because I started respecting the OGs, I think, once after I met Snoop Menace. Like, you know, obviously as a young guy, he was like, man, I got more bounce in this old head, this and that. Then once you cut on a tape or you talk to them, you be like, boy, y'all had some shit in y'all bag. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like to elevate the game, they ain't have all the gold feet globals and the academies. And you know what I mean? They just had tricks. That's what I mean by it. So, AR.
Yep. I've been respecting the olders, bro. I ain't never see an old person lose a fight ever in my life.
That's why I'm fight at
Walmart or like the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Man, those people don't never lose, bro. Old people got that strength. They got that technique, bro, to stay up.
Hey, look, that's why I look. AR. I'm finna go at that boy Nick, Silk son. Look.
Oh
yeah!
I need that.
You know it too. He doing them heels and doing his little push ups. Now he feeling himself. Hey,
yeah.
Them nuts starting to hit the ground. Now he want to call out old heads and shit.
Yeah, he the flip kid at the school. Hey, Harlem, do this flip, do that flip. He started to realize how strong he is, and you know them heels and shit work. But I told him like reality gonna set in, man. You get out there with Kenny, bro. He talking shit like.
That boy sent me a voice.
He just took the phone. Trey was there. Just grabbed the phone, walked off. I heard him say it. I was like, man, bring the phone back, man.
Hey,
talking trash.
Hey, Kenny, the funny part, Kenny dead finna go hard for like the first 5-10 yards, full speed.
He gonna go hard too. Like, he convinced, bro.
AR, them just be thinking in the foundation that if I got the DBs competing and I see a DB talking shit, oh, I'm about to see what his heart is. You know, I don't care no more. I feel like, because competition is competition. That shit that's in you. It's never going to go away.
Yeah.
But it's a fact that I like when I see younger kids still got a dog and I'm like, hey, I like me all day.
Right. No, I agree.
We shine away from that a little bit. Like we get like a dude will slap you, spit in your face, and they'll still dap you up. You like, what the
care about
man, y'all stop it in
tablets. That's why they competing through the virtual competitions. Talking
charming,
you see dudes call out guys at these camps are really lined up and real deal compete and don't be afraid to get embarrassed because nobody want to get put on YouTube nowadays or TikTok. That's really what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? Everyone trying to stay off the glow, the viral moment. You know?
Hell yeah! But I'm going hard as fuck. Hey, any kid standing in front of me and I got some cleats on. I can't do nothing but go hard.
I'm running heels too now, man. So I might have to lock your ass up if you do legit don't like do it that. Now.
Silk,
I might have to avenge my son, man.
Silk, man. I don't want to go down the family tree, man. I don't want to. Hey, Nick gonna be up. Hey, Trey gonna come out there too next.
they'll cook the whole family, huh?
Hey, whole family line.
Let's talk about that. Hey, y'all pound that like button. Don't cost nothing to show love, man. Absolutely free and to help us climb the algorithms. questions in the group chat or in the comments, whatever you want to call it, are welcome. Florida State, Louisville. Mm-hmm. What's the line? I think Florida State's still a favorite. Like, what's the line at right now?
If I had to guess, what, probably like, what, 9?
Last time I saw it, I said like 2. No, it was like
2. No, it's close. Yeah, it's close. Ooh,
boy, y'all talking about my ticket. This, hey, AR ticket.
How you betting? Didn't know the line.
Look, that's why I'm saying this man listen to the gamblers, bro. The man listen.
That ticket funky as hell. How you betting? Don't know the line, man. That's crazy.
Hey, stop listening to them gamblers now.
For the ranked 5 team in the nation, only 2 points? Oh, bro.
I've seen 3 different lines, man. I don't know who to bet with.
That seemed like,
hey, you better get our ranking right, Jit.
What time is it? 5, 6?
Nah, bro. We in the top 4. Stop playing with us.
Bro, all right, real talk to Kenny.
Real talk, we in the top 4.
No, I'm saying, but can we just have a real convo real quick? Like,
yeah, Oregon, I like that ticket on your thing that Oregon will. I think Oregon going to upset Washington. So that's even going to knock. Huh?
What about Bama?
Bama not going to make it.
Bro.
I don't think Georgia's not going to get beat.
Why? Like, okay. I don't want to argue tonight. You see what I'm saying? Like,
Who you think that can beat Georgia?
I think Bama beat Georgia this weekend. Listen, bro. One thing I didn't learn, and y'all, the bettors in here can tell me if I'm wrong. I'm going to put the money on Alabama, bro. I'm going to put it behind Nick Saban, bro. Because whatever voodoo he got going on earth.
You got to pay his Illuminati fees, man.
Bro, 4th-and-31, dog. Like, just be Kenny, just be realistic here.
Bro gave the game up on the line.
Who is bro?
You think bro did that on purpose?
What are the chances of a cornerback on a Hail Mary in and
out? That play is crazy.
Bro, on 4th-and-30, like, it don't make sense, bro.
That play is crazy.
It don't make sense, dog. Only that can happen with Nick Saban coaching. I promise you.
The Bama spread is 5.5. Bama
National Georgia championship game winner. Tua to Devontae Smith. Jalen Hurts was – Tua stinking up, like, what, the very next year or whatever? Jalen Hurts jumped back in, go win the game. Like, bro, it's like some odd stuff going on with Bama. So, guess what? I'm just going
to – I think time shifting, bro.
Man, listen, was it Milroe? I don't even think he
that
liked
throw was crazy, dog. That throw, that catch, all that shit was absolute. I watched it all play out live. So I'm like,
I was like, why you ain't got just everybody just back on? Yeah, that's crazy.
They did. They rushed 2, and they had 1 person spying, bro. They had
more people. They had more people in coverage than receivers. I don't know how anybody's 1-on-1.
That's. I don't know. This shit just don't make sense.
Fucking Isaiah Buns 1-on-1. Like, are you kidding me?
And plus, it's like, as a D lineman, like, man, I'm going hard on that play just to even. I don't even want him to get no time.
It's like 5 people versus 3 blocking, though.
Right. And bro, seemed like he made a damn PBJ sandwich.
He did.
He's vibing.
Drank some muscle milk and did 2-10 push-ups and threw that bitch. And it was like.
He stood there for like 5-6 seconds, then threw the ball on a dot in the back of the end zone to a dude getting covered 1-on-1. It don't make sense, bro.
Like, Kenny, give me your keys to the game, man. How y'all finna win this thing, man?
Well, you know, you got to always throw this in the acclimation. The weather it looked nasty up there, a little rainy. But truthfully, when they lost the Pitt, shit, it was a rainy game too, so. I like for our keys to the game to feed Benson a lot. And
I keep saying NC State's Louisville.
Yeah, it's Louisville. Nah, we feed Benson. I think that opens up everything else. Right now, that's our identity, and you got to stop it for us to change it up, if I'm being honest. But our defense doing what they got to do, if I'm being – best. They the best second half adjusting defense I've seen this year, and that's overall college football. Hopefully the refs call it a fair game. I said a fair game, like, because sometimes
it's gonna be shitty. It's gonna be fair and shitty on both sides. This was about to be with ACC. Under.
They need to come out with ref betting, bro, on the amount of flags that'll be thrown in the game, because I'm taking the over.
They got all that.
What? Where?
They got coin toss. That shit get deep.
Don't feed into the degenerate shit, Kenny. Don't tell them no more shit, man.
Bro, that was crack right there for him.
ACC, I guarantee it's going to be like over 5-6 just BS penalties in this game. How much you want to bet? I need that. Whoever got that, send me that link. I need that right there. Because
I don't know. I like the way I keep saying NC State. I like the way Louisville, that red and white throwing me off. I like the way Louisville looked versus Miami defensively. And I also like Brown's play calling on the offense. I think it's going to be a real good game. I don't trust either quarterback on either side. I think either quarterback, it ain't going to be dependent on them, I think. I think they just got to manage the game. Especially if it's raining. Run game is going to be important in the rain. I don't know how it plays out. I like the line, but I think it's really just up for grabs. But I like the way Bron play calls. Quarterback isn't that damn great, but that defense, the defense as well, they disguise some good stuff, man, for Miami. We'll see.
I'm going to say
that. I don't have a score right now. I got to think about it a little bit more.
Louisville offense is very, efficient. Like, it's not going to be big plays, but they're going to chip away, crossing routes, over routes, tight end, play action. Like, I mean, I don't know. Who is Bobby Petrino? Who's the OC? Petrino?
Brome.
Brome. I mean, whoever he is, never heard of him, but that guy, he know how to, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of motions. Like, it's going to look very similar, not similar to Florida State, but it's going to be a little bit of gadgets, you know, a lot of motion, like eye candy, get you guys just freezing for that one half second and guys come open. And we couldn't figure it out, pretty much for four quarters straight, that their tight end is, I think, going to have a low key impact on the game, especially in the red zone. They like going to their tight end. So
I don't like it. I think we got the best duo in linebackers.
I agree with that. I think y'all got the best.
I think that's our matchups and y'all matchups. They slightly a little skewed because where we have our perks, y'all have y'all weaknesses, and where y'all have y'all perks, we a little weak. Like y'all, you know what I mean? Like y'all O-lining. Y'all O-line is damn good. So I don't know. I like for us to like I say, pound the run game. Our big two receivers obviously got to play big, but I like for Tate's confidence to have been boosted after that Swamp win, if I'm being honest.
Louisville got more film on them, though. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, more film.
Looking for a coach right now. They looking for a quarterback right now. He ain't confident right now, bro. He's like, man, people don't like me
about all that right now. Look, I ain't gonna tell you what
bro.
I ain't gonna tell you what I've been messaging.
I'd be devastated right now.
Sometimes all you gotta tell a young man, Silk, is like, hey, straight up,
I go lose the game on y'all, boy. Like, man, look,
no, straight up, it's on some shit. Where it's like,
I'm finna take, man. I'm finna bet and take on you, boy.
I get it. Y'all ain't been relevant in so long. I get
nah,
it, y'all.
Man. Just finna tank on y'all. Y'all nah, looking but, for y'all disrespecting nah, his mind,
told,
man.
True be told, bro. I told that boy, like, hey, you've had three games. You become a legend in three games, bro. Do what you got to do, whatever that is. You got to spend the night at the stadium, do that.
Man, that shit ain't going to do nothing. All right. You stay night in that damn stadium, bro. Y'all playing in a neutral environment, my boy. Y'all ain't never played a joke ever again.
You say
you want the ghost of Bobby to come lay on him, man. Hey, like, bless him real quick.
That's probably because you didn't even care about senior night, so shit.
Penny, I never planned on going to senior night. That's my point.
I ain't never heard nobody not give a shit about senior night. That's
crazy. Wait, what'd you say, AR?
Kenny, my whole goal was to leave junior year. Like, I never thought of playing to senior year ever. So I was like, I never thought about no damn senior.
You didn't care about the senior? You know them.
Nah, you watching the senior. Look at these losers. They stay here 4 years.
I'm going to tell you, the way our senior day is that, like, our players are in the locker room, so it's like we don't even see the shit. Like,
yeah, look at these 4 year losers going 4, 5 year, 6 year guys.
Nah, like, we don't be seeing it. I promise you, I never seen the shit. I see the pictures and whatever like that take place after, but bro, we be in a locker room. Like, I know some schools, like, you go out, like, I went to my little brother's senior day, like, they got the players, the team on the field, they congratulate, bro. I promise you, we ain't do that. Like, I don't know why, but maybe because our stadium rented, bro. You know, I don't know. Maybe we on like a time limit.
That's sad.
Get in and out that shit.
That's sad, man.
Y'all gotta get off the bowl joke, dog. Y'all gonna keep asking me which one of my quarterbacks playing on the bowl. They keep asking me that shit, bro. Still,
like, hey, you got it. The fuck? You gotta roll that joke till 2024, bro. You got?
No, I don't, dog.
Yeah, you do, bro.
Fuck out of here. It's worded more, different. Y'all keep saying the same shit, man. Get creative, man. Put a spin on it or something.
Because what's make it work, what make it hit every time is it is the truth. It's like we've been doing this podcast for like 2-3 months now, and it's like, okay, damn, it's passed to the left, hammer to the right for real this time. Like that shit.
Tell you what, that shit working out for me, bro. I called the boys up this week to get some Beyond the Chump content. All of them available, boy. I'm like, hey, I'm about to be hanging in the barbershop.
Can I be on it? I need them to tell the truth.
Bro. No, we'll need you to come
around.
I
got my questions for them.
I won't need you around, dog.
I
want to ask 95 something.
95? The one that's
lying? shout out to my guy, Lion, man.
Hey,
you can't
spit, bro,
and win football games. That's just not the law. The football guys are not going to allow it, bro. You just can't do that type of stuff and think you're about to win the game.
Nah, I ain't going to lie, though. So some crazy stuff be happening on the piles, though, bro. That's worse than spit.
I know. But you got to be respectful and do it in the pile. Nah, like, remember Brandon Spice got suspended for trying to gouge No'Shawn Moreno's eye? Remember that shit? Like, do it in the pile and be respectful. You spitting, like, right beside the ref? Like, that's just so undisciplined, dog. Like, you can't win games like that, bro.
These cameras good, too, boy. I tell him.
That shit was in 4K. You're like a wrestler. You're like, the way that shit got, like, damn, bro, we practiced that.
They nigga did a Triple H entrance mid-game, bro, in front of the ref.
And he was balling. He was playing good. Now you heard our D-tackle rotation. Now these guys got to play more reps. Like, man, get out of here, man.
Is that why Big Jelly Roll playing a lot?
Yeah, that's why he played more. I told you he ain't did shit all year. Hey. Quit calling my guy Jelly Roll. He's just not.
Big Jelly Roll, that's his name.
He Jelly Roll Benson ass when he grabbed. We slammed him on his shit, didn't
he? Hey, look. The key to him is you got to run sideline to sideline. Big Jelly Roll can't do that, boy.
No, you just got to go tempo. Then we fuck.
You going his area, that motherfucker going, he was tossing shit. I said, boy, what the fuck is that? And I ain't going to lie. I went to him after the game. I went up to him just to see.
Hey, he cool as fuck, though, man.
No, I went to just see the comparison to me versus him. I said,
nah, he huge, bro.
Boy, hell no.
Boy, huge, bro.
Hey, AR, you know what he do on him? Like, boy, hell no. Like,
bro, you be thinking, like, if I ever got
like, you know, you looking at everything, like, boy, hell no. Like, where he from?
Kidding, bro.
He from
boy,
Central Florida, real. Somewhere around there, man. He from around here. Yeah.
Aiden, a Miami player, digging to FSU player booty. Who?
What's going on? What kind of show is this going on? You saying that type? It's a family show, bro.
You watching a different type?
Wait, what?
What game you watching? You talking to Stripper Tent?
Yeah, he got to be talking about that.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Hey.
I know dudes will grab your ball sack on that power to get the fumble. I promise you. They'll do all types.
AR, now that y'all season kind of over too, what's this not a 30 for 30 year for y'all? Y'all had the Miami Strippers.
It wasn't.
Y'all had the strippers. Y'all had the TVD mental health shit. You know, it can go like.
Listen, Silk Coach.
It's Tiger King type.
Silk Coach called a double reverse pass.
Why you got to bring me in?
After a turnover, bro. Like, that is worse than not me. And that
He was feeling groovy. Fuck it. He was
groovy, bro.
He was feeling groovy.
A reverse pass. A double reverse pass.
He think y'all can have a 30 for 30 year. It's y'all. I'm telling you. I called it out from the jump.
Man, they had a dude spit, cost them a game, bro. I mean, they had the 200-yard rushing from one player. Like,
You're right, AR.
They had
a dude come out in street clothes.
They had Jerome Bettis. They had Jerome Bettis go down in a swamp run down with a 2-NT. Like, bro, like.
I don't even have the energy, bro. I won't go down Miami shit, dog. But I just got too much shit going on. Yeah. In my football world, dog. So
hey, I'm just saying, like, I didn't see so every time we got with him on Sunday.
I don't know why you that happy, bro. Like, your shit was ugly this year. You like, ear to ear, cause like.
Nah, we ain't the worst. Like,
motherfucker, you on the same street. Like, we neighbors, bro.
You feel me? Boys want to get them bowl checks, bro. We got a nigga that's
bowl checks.
Bowl check. Hey,
the Vagisil bowl check? What check y'all for? Bro, y'all finna get blowed out. Who y'all playing?
It's gonna be at least guaranteed.
Here's where I win, because they actually gonna go play this game, Kenny, and look like shit with Ja'Kari Brown. I don't care who they play, they gonna look like a shit show. Like how my team went to the bowl last year, right? And we looked like shit because everybody had transferred out.
Oh, they gonna
and that's
be
what
bad.
They finna look like. And I'm gonna get these jokes off because they about to look like straight shit.
Listen, bro, you know what's so crazy? So whoever we play, I might bet on other teams.
you better. Because y'all ain't about to have Nathaniel, boy.
I'm not locking this game in, bro. I promise you, bro. Like, we might not have dudes, like, enough starters in that mud playing. So I ain't even.
I hope y'all get Utah. Somebody talking about y'all going to be. Y'all is not beating no damn Utah, boy.
That would be a nice change of events. You know, we were talking shit about y'all in Utah.
They're gonna be butt naked, Kenny. They're gonna be assless out there, bro. No draws.
Utah mad too because they feel like their seasons are supposed to go way different.
Nah, they gonna play Utah play bowl games like that's the damn
like a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's their shit.
Hey, you gotta have teams like that. I like that.
Can someone Google
how many Natties they ever been to? So like a good bowl game is they shit. They excited about that.
Yeah. I like that,
bro. Has anyone like? Can someone Google like on here? Has Utah lost a bowl game? But how many bowl games they lost in the last like 5-10 years? Like, can someone look at that? I guarantee that shit like 80%. Them niggas be winning them damn bowl games, bro. They don't give a fuck what their record is. Nigga, they got that hardware in their little trophy case on campus for sure.
I got thrashed if we're going for like a 120 on Florida State on Saturday.
Oh, you talking about the ops
Florida State. Thrashing.
Yeah.
That's a quarterback?
Nah.
Running back? That gotta be right.
Not a receiver.
I got a book going for like 120.
They got Kevin Coleman, right? That's he bombed our ass up last time we played him. Kevin Coleman, the dude from he went to
Yeah, they got some heat over there.
They got some dudes.
Hey, y'all. Fuck it, man. My kid was fuck it, man. Give me 24-14.
Yeah.
Man. Louisville, man. Fuck it, man.
There go, bro. That's how you fuck get paid. Hey, I need a run for that.
Y'all don't believe it.
I'm passionate about it, man.
Hey, I opened up y'all heart just now. Y'all don't believe it, man.
I'm passionate about it.
That's why
I'm
over here. I'm smiling because, look, I know y'all hate us, but.
Bro,
if we get it done. Like AR said, we find a way and we get it done. So, as a spectator, fan.
Tate about to choke this shit on purpose. Y'all trying them.
No, listen. As a spectator, fan. They do things that shock me that I'm like, I don't know how the fuck these boys just won this one. You know what I mean? Like, and I see sometimes why fans just be like, you be on your tippy toes, like you don't know what the fuck to expect sometimes. And you know, I'm happy, I'm proud of them boys because a couple of games I'm like, what the fuck, boy? And it's been all the games that I'm on the sidelines watching, which is even more anxiety. But hey, them boys resilient. That's why, like, I got to the point where I'm actually very calm after halftime.
What you got? Where you at with it, AR?
You sure you don't mind?
That's what we're here for, dog. Screech want to know, man. If you can finally pick somebody.
Screech don't want to hear no bullshit.
Or Florida State to beat somebody.
I put money where it's at too, so this ain't just me chatting. I got Louisville, man. I think it's gonna be 33-24. Louisville gonna get the dub. You know, I think the offense is very gimmicky. I think it's going to cause some confusion. It's going to slow them damn linebackers up for a half second because your linebacking core, them all three of them boys elite. I don't know where y'all got them niggas from, but they react very fast, and I think Louisville will use that to their advantage. They're going to make them boys guess a little bit. So I'm going 33-24, Louisville, ACC champs. Florida State gonna have to go play motherfucking Washington in the damn bowl game, get put, you know, a 40 ball on them. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna have a great offseason trolling that we all got the same thing.
Damn, so you got a back-to-back pre-plan for us already.
I'm gonna go to the woo lady when I get up off here and make sure this happens.
Last time I went to the woo lady, all three of our quarterbacks got injured, so I'm gonna stay away from her, bro.
Yeah, y'all stay away from that. And stay away from that gambling shit, because that ticket you if you bet against us, the ticket fucked already.
The funky ticket bandit, AR himself, man.
I like us 28-20.
Oh, so you think it's going to be a close game?
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. But I think Louisville got something else. Big Brum. Big Brum. I like Brum to go big on y'all boys, dog.
They gonna die.
I would like them too, is what I'm gonna say. All right, let's do it, man. Let's talk like SEC championship. Who you got? I want Bama to win just to make it weird. So I'm going with Bama. I like Bama's receivers. I think they can cause some problems for Georgia in that perspective. Georgia is still top dog in my opinion, but I think Bama's peaking at the right time. They got some good momentum. They got a big clutch win last week in a crazy way. Just feel like one of them seasons where they could go and do some shit, man. I love Isaiah Bunn. I don't think the best receivers that Georgia have faced, the best offense Georgia has faced this year. This is probably gonna be it. They struggle with keeping contained. I think Milroy's gonna get outside the tackles a little bit, do some stuff. I like Bama's defense. We'll see where we at with it, but I think Bama pulls it out. It's a 5.5 spread. Give me Bama. I think they playing in a dome. Weather ain't gonna matter for SEC. We ain't outside in the elements, bro. That's poverty shit, man. Championship week, you gotta get in some, you gotta get in the building or something, man. You know what I'm saying? Swing by Magic City before the game type shit. But 24-27, Bama.
I like that. I think 28. They quarter. I think Bama will line that shit up. I'm going 27-17. Bama gonna get the dub by 10. I think. I to your point. I think Milroe. I mean, they really got nothing to lose at this point. You know what I'm trying? They already underdogs. And you know how that shit go. Saban gonna be here all week talking about how the whole world counted them out. They not supposed to be here, this and this and that. Bro, them people gonna go out there and line that shit up, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I like Georgia. I think they are like the number one team in the nation. But, you know, they can be smelly at times, bro. I mean, throughout the season, they've been in close games, you know, similar to Florida State, to be fair. But I think Bama, I think Saban and Kirby Smart, I think they play each other very well. So I'm gonna take Saban with the
master and the pupil, man.
Yeah. Pro just like, master. Bro, he coached. That's his seed, man. He gonna always have, like, you know, you got your little brother, you put him in the headlock from time to time just because, you know what I'm saying, you gotta just remind him like who really that. I think that's what's gonna happen. I think Bama gonna, you know, I think Kirby Smart gonna get out coached, just simply putting it. I think he'll get out coached, bro.
Not happening.
I think if they lose, they ain't gonna get out coached, bro. It's hard. Like, I think that staff is on point, bro. They're not gonna. They're so disciplined. I don't see them getting out coached. I think if they win, maybe from a scheming, like, that's different. Maybe from a scheming perspective, they may have some up their sleeve. But I just think you're gonna see a battle of two very good staffs. You know, these games they've already played versus each other in the past have all been like epic innings and shit, like crazy comebacks. So I think we're gonna get a really good game. Ken, you want to throw a score at it? What's up? What you
saying? It's gonna be like a random ass score, like 25-13. But Georgia gonna get it done.
Fuck me.
By more than 10.
Hell no. Ken, you must ain't watched Georgia Alabama play over the last couple.
You mustn't hear my takes all year, young buck.
You said Boston College was a hard place to play.
I hate y'all. Well, I don't hate y'all. I feel bad for y'all. That's the real term. I did tell y'all in Clemson, AR gonna be in shambles by the time we see y'all. And my score has been pretty accurate this year.
They have. I give you credit. You've been on point. But
I just wanted that to happen just for my misery. Like, that would have completed my.
You want to let me read off something real quick.
Let me
read off something for you real quick, bro. Let me just go ahead and just, cause you be acting like y'all was playing goddamn Alabama every week or some shit. Hold on, don't move from this podcast, brother.
Bring it down for AR. AR got some stats for your ass, man.
Yeah, bro. So I mean, LSU 9-3. That was the best team y'all probably played, and y'all played in week one. That's a throw up. We all know that. That's damn near a bowl game.
They better than y'all.
That's new film. You don't got no film. Another
opponent. They better than y'all.
Man, you don't know who started. Hold on.
They are. They better than y'all.
They would beat us for sure. Right now.
Oh,
I mean, they peaked. They kind of doing a Bama right now. Like LSU got better throughout the season. I think we can say that.
But that defense still food.
But Southern Miss 3-9, Boston College 6-6, Clemson 8-4.
Hey, Clemson picked it up. Hey, let's talk about Clemson now. Let's talk about how Clemson picked it up now.
Brother, let me finish. I'm just going off records.
I'm talking about LSU picking it up.
I know, but I'm saying I give you credit. That was the best thing y'all played. That's a respectable win. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, bro, Boston College 6-6, Clemson 8-4, Virginia Tech 6-6, Syracuse 6-6.
Funky.
7-5. Wake Forest 4-8. Pitt 3-9. Miami 7-5.
Look at how this year went. Look who won the ACC championship game, right? ACC championship game. Like Louisville. Who Louisville lost to?
No. Listen. I'm not.
Who did Louisville lose to?
You gotta let me finish, bro. Hold on.
They lost to a 2-8. What is Pitt record? Read that. Read Pitt record.
They're 3-9.
3-9. Louisville lost to Pitt, who's 3-9. So what the hell are we talking about against a 12-0 team that don't? Hey, it don't matter who you put on there.
Hold on. I'm just saying, listen. No, I'm finna say what you said. You told me Boston College was a hard place to play. Yep. You said, what should I say? Like you tried to, like, hype some of the wins. Bro, like you said,
I was trying to tell you.
Battle tested was Florida, and that's because I say y'all. What? But listen, y'all had backup quarterbacks, and you feel me? That's a tough.
What happened to Wake Forest? We ain't have none of our two targets.
Wake Forest 4-8. They ain't even 500.
Bro, AR. Do y'all?
That's why they rest them. AR boys sit it out, man.
Do y'all have the same amount of stats if you and the number two receiver go down?
What do you mean?
How is Miami offense looking? Like shit. So we found a way. We've been tested all year with shit. I'm saying if the number one and number two receiver go out, what you got to
– That happened against who? Pitt, right?
Wake Forest.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm saying you said that
y'all – Each week, tested. Coaching.
No, I'm saying you said that y'all was battle tested. You see what I'm saying? This and this and that. I'm just saying, like, you would have thought y'all was playing a damn – you know what I'm trying to say? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what the hell you're trying to say, because every team this year
you go
through everybody's schedule. I think Colorado probably had the fucking hardest schedule of the year.
I'm trying to push this. Let me push this agenda, bro.
So it's like I get it. If I got a goddamn 6-5, 30-for-30 Miami team coming in, I don't give a fuck versus a fucking four-ranked Florida State. Oh, I'm coming with everybody. Fuck it. I'm coming with the boys.
I don't think y'all played a ranked team once, which was
What you mean once? We played Duke.
My fault in Duke. My bad.
We was hoping y'all was gonna be ranked, but y'all fucking dropped the bag and shit. I was hoping for that. You know what I mean?
You gotta hope for us. Leave us
like I was hoping for like, you know, some type of, cause now at the end of the year, like they reading off that shit. It's like, damn, them boys 6-5, 7-5. That don't look good.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So I don't know. I think look at last week. I told you every team didn't cover their spread except for us.
Man, Bron finna lay that shit down this week, bro.
That what
nobody
you think?
Move, nobody get hurt, man. That's the vibes. Big Louisville. Oregon, Washington, what you got?
Oregon.
We can be on the same page for once, bro.
I only say that because I want them to drop in the rankings.
Gotta come be a Kenny.
Yeah, it's all biased for Kenny.
Yeah.
Give me Washington. Hey. I'll take Washington.
Washington fuck definitely it. Not win. Hey, and nah, you see the last time they played, bro, Oregon Dad had a game won, bro. They blew that shit through coaching.
Washington offense. We'll see. They had a rivalry game last week, and it was a little muddy, but they pulled it out. Lanning is in his bag shit. Out there a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, so Oregon that shit, bro. Like our very few teams I watch, bro, and like every time I watch them, bro, the offense complete.
Oregon favored by 9.5.
They gonna blow that shit out, bro.
Crazy for championship week.
Hey, no, hold on. So you thought Lanning had an attitude versus Deion? Nigga, you know
he about to talk greasy. Yeah, he about to talk crazy.
Yeah, he finna have a little pregame speech. He finna black again like he did last time.
Yeah.
That shit finna be ready, bro. Them boys, Bo Nix look like, I mean, I know he like a 10th year player and shit, but that nigga.
That game tomorrow night, huh?
hope so, because I need
yeah, Oregon, Washington tomorrow night.
On my little
yeah, we're playing tomorrow. I know
your shit might be out of there tomorrow if Washington win. That'd be crazy. Fuck his whole weekend up. Go ahead and hit that 7-Eleven Chardonnay now. God damn it.
I'm gonna be mad, but I don't see how Oregon low key one of the best teams to be in the nation. Like, complete. I'm talking about offense, defense, special teams. They got all three phases to the T. I don't see a weakness.
Everybody giving it up for Texas right now, Oklahoma State. And y'all giving Oklahoma State a shot?
Fuck no.
No.
One thing about it, teams playing for a playoff spot, so they going to go a little harder than if they weren't making it, bro. That's just natural human instincts, bro. They win, but they control their destiny. They ain't finna go out there and play around with no damn Texas. They finna go run that shit up. No matter of fact, they probably going to try to score 50 on them just to try to get the committee to get them in.
Who Texas got?
Oklahoma State.
Them games, you never know with them.
Don't know with the Big 12. Big 12, wow.
Big 12 just, yeah. That
shit, wow.
High scoring, no defense.
They conference championships always fire, too.
They shit is always accurate. I will say that. Pac-12 is one-sided.
Why can't no team in that conference just play defense? Like, is it like the tempo they play with it? But I feel like it don't matter who the hell's on their defense. They're going to give up 35 or 30 points no matter what. But they're going to score 50.
Yeah. That's like, just the conference culture. It's like the football culture out there. Like, all these conferences have their little thing. That's just what the Big 12 is, bruh.
Crazy. Them niggas rush 3, drop 8 every play. And still don't guard nobody.
But that's then they have, like, that's the thing about it. Like, Big 12, like, defensive linemen and shit go to, or any defensive backs go into the league and do well. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be like, bro, they defensive players don't do shit in college as far as in the league. Like, offenses be the power spot and the biggest spot, the biggest thing in at Big 12. But they defensive players do well in the NFL, like draft-wise and all that shit.
Yeah.
All right, Final Four, man. Who you got? I like this Final Four that Tampa Money Fitness just put down in there. One Michigan. My man had a different list there, didn't he? Yeah, one Michigan, 2 Alabama, 3 Oregon, 4 Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama. How the hell you get Georgia? Oh, that means Bama won in his shit for sure. Yeah.
Bro,
they got 2 1-win teams. Tampa Money, if they got that Tampa Money, I'm going to come on here with my SEC banner if that's how it ends up, because that'd just be crazy.
Nah, Louisville would have upset, you feel me? Texas. Fuck with
Kenny.
My ticket blew, but you know what I'm saying? He got some upsets happening. Kenny shit finna get put up.
I don't know, man.
He know it deep down in his heart.
Y'all ain't done, like, just going against us. Hell, like, nah. What?
At some point, I
never stop.
I get okay.
Bro, I went on a visit, bro. Y'all went on a visit, and I spoke to a coach. We had one sentence, bro. So it's up for life. Like,
what?
Never like y'all, nigga.
I ain't have to go. I ain't going no visit. My brother just in bed next to me over there with all that barbecue sauce shit on.
That shit look good though. Hey, that shit look good. That shit look good taking over the swamp though.
Nah, that shit did not take over the swamp.
That shit took over the swamp. Hey, I got the videos.
I watched
shit. I took over the swamp. Shit. Hey, that shit look good taking over the swamp.
We trying to let you see what a nice venue look like, bro. So we let you swing on through there with your cowboy boots, man.
Hey, I've been you just as nice. Don't do that to Dope.
Just as nice. Don't do that, bro. You know the swamp.
It is.
Creme de la creme.
It's a historic stadium, bro. Come on. Don't do that.
I heard y'all got, like, high school benches in the stands, though.
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know about all that.
I seen the guy reading the book. That one. Did you see when the guy was reading the book in Tiger era? Kenny? When he was up in the stands, look, shirt off?
Listen, that era, I told you, that era was like, I wasn't on no fan shit, bro.
That's
like
the 30 for 30 shit, but they need the 30 for 30 Taggers era.
Nah, I was not
what the streets need.
I wasn't on no fan shit.
Kenny on Netflix documentary of Taggers era.
When he started winning, bro, he went there with y'all through the pain.
I told you when I started watching football after my goddamn son was born, and I was able to watch football. So let's get it right. I've always watched Florida State because AR – it's in my blood. You went to that University of Miami set. I'm finna get the hell out of here. You ain't like them boys.
What you mean? I ain't never think about leaving.
You ain't like them boys. You ain't care about senior night. That tell you a lot.
That was a personal goal to not have a senior night, nigga. That means, man, I'm in the league, nigga. That means I'm in the league.
No, I'm talking about high school. I brought up high school.
I was a senior night high school. What you mean? That my homies, you know, little dudes I grew up with. You feel me? In the neighborhood.
What's wrong with college?
Man, college, bro. You got dudes from Idaho, all type of shit, bro. What you got?
Come on, see, bro.
Okay, Kenny, be real for once. In the locker room, bro. Be real. Like, do you don't hang out with all 80 dudes, bro.
Nigga, you must don't. You need to see my. Did you see our reunion? We had 80 players.
Yes, that's everybody coming.
And by the way, to the No Nation. Look, by the way, look, they have reunions. Look, they are. By the way, they have reunions, and we broke a record with how many people we had come back.
I know that's going to an event. I'm talking about you going to their crib. Like, this is your homie.
We ain't got to go to the crib. We can go to the club. We can go eat dinner.
Any dudes going,
bro? They can even sit.
It was I can tell you who you hung out with. It was Jameis. Were you running back? What a Wilder? You feel me?
Was it? No, look, I'm versatile. I can hang with them boys. Then I can go hang with. I can go hang with O'Leary. Then I can go hang with the country O lineman. Then I can go hang with Timmy Jernigan. Then I can go hang with. Hey,
you look like that type of dude, little man.
Jones. I can go hang with my Orlando clique.
What you say, AR?
You know, you the little man hanging out with all the big niggas. You feel me? I get it, bro. I get it, bro, there's dudes on the team, bro. I promise you, like, we just never, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, we just, bro, you don't connect with everybody on the team. I don't care what nobody on this bud say. Ain't no way, bro.
You have small cliques on the team, but you have a few
How did AR, and this is where I have to override.
Because you're going to say, this is why we won a national championship.
You goddamn right, bro.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, for you to have personal relationships with everybody on the team is damn near impossible. That's all I'm saying.
AR, a lot of folks who helped me out. I like to give my flowers to a lot of folks. Folks who helped me out with my foundation and shit like that will be a walk on or whatnot, and they doing some good shit in the business world. I'm just saying. You think that if I was an asshole or a bad teammate to them boys. Or did he even acknowledge them at that?
I'm not saying, bro, you see the dude, you walk past him. You go over, you stay the night at this man's crib studying.
Stay the night. Whoa.
What
type of film y'all studying? Y'all having slumber parties?
No, bro. So you never watch film with your QB? I mean, I live.
Yeah, but I'm going to go home.
That's what I'm saying. Me and Malik live together, so we was always in the same.
Don't bring me no pillow. Time to go.
We talk about senior night. I'm saying that, bro, on a collegiate level, like Silk say, it's more business than anything. Like, dudes be locked in for the game, bro. Like, we went out there on the field. So, like, this should never cross my mind, bro.
Hey, Silk, you remember I did that podcast at the little studio thing in Orlando?
At the Kush Show. What's up with it?
And what them boys, Chris Rainey, a national champion.
Yeah.
How much was them boys talking about his teammates and just how much, like, he had a slew of folks he hung out with.
Yeah, Chris Rainey's one of them guys, though. Yeah, he's a life of the party. Get along.
Obviously, you got guys who, obviously, you got your introverts on the team. Don't get me wrong, AR.
Okay,
but we talking about me.
No, but I'm just
saying. I can talk to a guy.
You had that personality, Kenny. You can talk to anybody. You can go to the trenches of Louisiana, wherever, and you'll be cool with some of the dudes. And you can go to the goddamn Arkansas and the country redneck area, and they'll take you in too. Cause that's your personality. But I'm just saying,
a real nigga. That's why. You know, the thing is.
Talk that talk, man.
Hey, the thing is, bro. You're right.
Strong everywhere, man. Let them know, Kenny.
No, the thing is, you do come in with that mindset, though, AR, like, who I gotta get in and get. Who I gotta get a click with. And obviously, you know, it's your receiver crew first, because that's your first But usually, still, you ain't even fucking with them. You fucking with your class who you come in with. Whoever.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, you be like, it be like divisions in that shit, bro.
And
like,
then you like, as you see that the levels of like the winning is like, you see a senior helping out a freshman, or you see a freshman helping out an old head. You like, damn, this shit, I can be friends with any group I want to.
What's my man, Nick, like Nick O'Leary, Palm Beach boy? What was Nick like on the scene, man?
Country. Kegger.
Hold, like doing keg stands and shit like
nah,
that.
Nah, he ain't no keg. I wouldn't say a keg stand. He's like, he either will go, he will teeter between, let's go out and talk shit and rough, and let's go goddamn hog hunting.
What the fuck?
Sounds about it.
Yeah, Nick is Nick Country.
Appreciate that love, Nick Snyder, man. We cooking up a little bit. We're gonna, I'll be always about to say too much shit sometimes, man. I'll be chilling. Getting too comfortable. But we're going to switch up the vibes a little bit in 24, man. It's going to be even better.
They don't made you lock the tweets, man.
Bro, it has nothing to do with Twitter. Trust me on this. Like, I don't give a shit about these dweebs, man.
Look, man, you want me to rally the troops back, man? You want me to tell them?
Man, no. I can just block them if I got a problem with them. Nothing to do with that, bro.
I was going to tell them. AR, I was going to tell them to stand down, man. AR, I was going to tell
them. He John Gotti in the Florida State world.
Listen. What I told you, y'all, like I'm these people, like I'm the Florida State love me. I don't care what nobody say. They don't know what to do now. Like,
to the love. Hey,
no, they love me, bro. Who else they gonna like? Listen, I closed my page up and it caused a whole message thread on Florida State's 247 board. I'm trending at the top of their shit. I ain't even go open it, man. I got it sent by a couple Florida State fans, sent it to me. I didn't go open it, but I thought it was hilarious, bro. Like, who am I? Like, why should I be mad at this, bro? Like, who am I, bro? Like, I'm having a good time, but my page ain't locked up because of them dweebs, man.
They know you hate them just as much as you hate us.
It's a fun hate, though, man. Like, some people really lose sleep about Silk, and I don't lose sleep about Florida State. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to win shit, but it's all love. That's why we made this show, bro. Like, my brother, Florida State fan, so I had to love him and talk shit to him. You feel me? It's easy for me. But no, I ain't lost. My page ain't lost. My shit was on Florida pages too. My shit hit Florida page for locking up. Cause like they think I'm getting soft or some shit, bro. I don't even lock my page up because of that, man. It is interesting. I got like 400 followers that same day. Kenny, you don't know the whole history. I had an account, man. I had like 17,000 followers, bro.
Yeah,
the motherfuckers band together. Miami and Florida State people got my shit kicked out of here. So I started over from scratch.
Oh, and man, they don't went to the Twitter world.
Bro, like I'm a different type of guy around here, man.
Really? I mean, I don't know. Look,
I agitate the demographic better than anybody else, man.
AR, look, I'm out of it. Look.
Hey shit, nigga delete my page, nigga. Shit. Shit. You different from me, boy. I would have been tight.
I was tight, but what I'm gonna do? That's why I stopped taking the app serious. I just do whatever. Oh, Silk delete tweets. Yeah, y'all deleted my whole fucking account. You think I care? Like, I'll do. There is no rules, man. Like, what are we talking about, man? I was trolling so well. Y'all all reported me, and I got put out of there. Twitter didn't even tell me a reason why I was out. They're just like, nah, you just too many people complain, bro. You got to go.
You just woke up and your shit was just deactivated?
I was in the middle of tweeting when they got me. I was in the middle of a troll. I was getting this shit. Off,
they got it. Hey, they got to make you mad and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I was sitting out of gym when they got me. I was like, boy, I had a nice little video, and that shit just told me, nah, bro, you gotta sit down.
That's funny as hell.
I was mad for like a week, and after that, I was just like, man, you know what? I'm coming back as a bigger menace. Like, fuck all they rules. I don't care about deleting tweets. I'm talking reckless in all my content. Like, people scream. Here's what I love. This is my favorite part of this shit, right? Like, people say they don't fuck with my content, all this other shit. They screen record my content more than the content that they say they like. And they think that's a bad thing for me. Y'all grab my content, put it on the timeline more than your favorite podcast. Y'all think that's a bad thing for me. Nah, I like that, bro. That's social currency right there. Anywho, let me start giving away my. I want y'all to think I really be mad at home. That fuel y'all more. You know what I'm saying? What's up, AR? You good?
Yeah, man. I'm just thinking about, man, this weekend, how this good old parlay gonna hit, man. I feel really good about this one, you know.
You gonna retire from this parlay shit soon, boy. Have you tried NFL betting yet?
Well, yeah. I think that shit more rigged than anything. Hey, listen, bro. All right, so look, I had a 8-legger for to win $7,500. Lost bro, by
you, 2. You gotta Come start on, smaller,
you.
Bro.
Now listen, I'm gonna tell you, bro. Two people. You want to know what it was? The kicker had to get two field goals. You know what the Vikings did on third down? Threw the bitch behind the line of scrimmage and got out of field goal range, bro. I literally almost jumped through the screen and grabbed one. Like, oh, that should be like, I'm like, why did you throw a screen pass on third and long and you in field goal range, bro? They got tackled 5 yards behind.
I can't enjoy sports when I'm gambling.
I was literally sitting here like this.
That's a different level of rage.
Bro, stress. I'm talking about worst. I watched plenty of Kane games. Man, I ain't never been this stressed in my life.
Oh, they be trashing your parlays, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Bro. Listen, I did my research, though. I got
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Hey, boy, you might want to go do some research about me and my city, boy. First of all, the real story to that, everybody made you could tell who wasn't there.
They talking about
when I went viral. Hold on.
Still throwing them.
You don't lock the tweets. They said, hey, I'm finna get his ass on the show.
No. I want him to come here. So then we could talk this shit because on Twitter, they type words and they think, like, because they just say some shit is real. What happened that day I went down there? Like, everybody know what happened. I was on the phone recording the entire time. I'm chasing this dude. The narrative, I'm chasing him in flip-flops, bro. Like, we brought him on the roll-up. Like, the dude came on the show and told his side of the story. So, all you dweebs, I ain't get to fight him. He ran. That's what I'm talking about. No fight happened, bro. He ran. You know what I'm saying? But here's the story, Kenny. So, I'm on, and people think it happened over football. He didn't shit about football. He was a Florida State fan. So, we're on Twitter. I told you, people like to talk about my family and shit. So, of course, the trolls is going off. And dude had said something about my wife. So I look at his page back then. This is a while ago. So back then, I think it was like 2015, 16, 17, around that. Everything's blurring together at this point. So I look at his page. His shit said Boynton Beach. I'm like, bro, that's a 15-minute. And people make the ride 45 minutes, an hour or some shit. Now, AR, you live here, bro. There ain't no fucking 45-minute ride, bro.
It's like 20, 25, like, if that.
Come on, man. But they done made it 45 an hour, okay, which is cool, man. The story just, that's what happened when you're a legend. Like, the legend just grows, man. It's like catching a fish this big and by like 10 years, it's like that big and shit, you know, whatever. But I go down there, pull up on dude. I hit him up on Twitter. It was like, hey, man, you talking crazy. You know, we can pull up and figure this shit out right now. You talking about my hands? I'm gonna leave that up for you, bro. Because I'm well known in Palm Beach County about these hands, bro. Like, legendary. That's what made my name was knocking people the fuck out, bro. And that's real life, Kenny. Like, this ain't people that know me. I'm saying this on the podcast. They know what's up. I made my name in high school and even after high school for beating people the fuck up. But anywho, I pull up on dude, jump out the car because they had this thing where everybody on Twitter was saying I was 5'5". I got out of the car. Back then, I was eating weights. I'm weighing like a good 235. You know, just had left the gym. I'm putting up every bit of 385, 395 at that time. Me and my homeboys battling to see who going to get 400. Like, it was a different type of silk. I'm vegan and don't do that shit now. I hop out the car. Dog seen what was up. He tried to hit it, Kenny. I said, fuck, now I got to chase him. I'm running behind his ass. I done kicked my flip-flops in the air. Fell down trying to chase him because now I'm barefooted and shit. You know what I'm saying? He hit a little cut. I slipped. He kept running.
Is that when they made up the knockout?
No, it's no knockout, man. His old lady came out the house and threatened to call the police and was telling him to get his ass in the house, and I ended up leaving. But no, ain't no altercation never happened. Dude ran. That's what it is. That's what I realized. Twitter ain't real life, bro.
That's why I said I saw somebody troll. The first thing I ever seen was Somebody said, Silk, like that time you got knocked out by the dude in flip flops. I said, oh man, not my dog, Silk.
I ain't never been knocked out in my life.
Flip flops.
I ain't never been knocked out in my life. That ain't gonna happen, boy.
That's why I said, I gotta ask him about this fight.
Anybody ever knocked me out, boy, I promise you, like, you're gonna be on a shirt before I hit the ground, bro. I promise you that, man. Ain't nobody ever knocked me out and not gonna happen, man. That's not what happens. But And then the dude, we had the dude on the show. Like, dude came on the show and said, what's up? At the time, Josh Newberry asked him, like, why'd you run when Silk got out of the car? He's like, well, everybody said he was 5'5". He wasn't actually 5'5 when he got in the car. I'm like, yeah, dog, Twitter be hyping y'all up about the bullshit, man.
That's crazy. I know he was sick. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though. You do in your mind, you think some dude a little midget, bro. He hot by. And he ain't who he bigger than what you thought. I ain't gonna lie. I could see a dude who ain't like that to be like, oh shit.
Man, dog, I told him, I pulled up at his shit, Kenny. I told him, hey man, crock pot on, which I did. I had a Texas chili in the crock pot, bro. I was like, hey man, I gotta get back to this crock pot. Get your ass out here. Good times, man. But nah, I never got my ass beat. That boy's not on Twitter no more. Life goes on. Man. Here we go.
See, look, you helped them out. You don't help them out, man.
Touch grass.
Touch grass and some ass. I did like, I won't like, then after that, then everybody, well, I bet you won't pull up on me. Like, come on, bro. No, I'm not fucking like,
they're like,
hey, you should just have started like a
Silk, that's why I say story got wild. People saying Silk got slapped with his own slippers. Yeah, that's why I like, what?
Story,
like
went, what? Story, all type of shit now. Like, I don't acknowledge that shit, man. Half of them wasn't there. Like, that Twitter time, everybody know what's up, man. Nobody beat my ass. Sounds good. But in real life, no. But I wouldn't do that shit ever again, you know, because shit could happen. But that night, I was with the shits.
That's funny, man.
I was off some creatine, man, some pre-workout.
Hey, that creatine, I'll tell you.
Was big. I had concoction in me, boy. Man.
Whole time I wanted to fade after that. That's good. He said, hey, everybody, like, hey, come pull up on me. Nah, pull up on me,
right in my house.
I'll be there. That never happened to me, bro.
I'm not a prize fighter or a pit bull, motherfucker. Don't be riding around town trying to fight.
Man, you supposed to put a little wager underneath your name, bro. You want a friend, man? Send me 5 bands, bro. We can run it. Fuck it. Do a little state, you know what I'm saying? Travel throughout the state, man. Line it up like Kimbo Slice. You know what I'm saying? Travel around backyard, throw those bitches.
He had a one-time shot. You gotta cash in on that one-time shot. Nobody else getting that type of shot. I've been supposed to get my ass beat by even Gator fans. There's been some people been supposed to been beat my ass for years. I go to games, Kenny. Even when I go down to Miami, dog, like it's love, bro. It's like it's not real life, dog. You got to walk up on me in this energy. It's an energy. Here's the thing about fighting people that people that fight know this, bro. When you walk up on somebody, dog, like you gonna, especially if it's a fighter, you gonna be like, damn, do I want to get hit in my shit too? You know, and you got to be willing to get hit in your shit too and go start that fight. So it's different when you get around this energy, bro. Trust me, you're just going to chill out and vibe, man. It's just going to be cool because we cool cats, you know?
Yeah. That's,
and when it ain't cool, it ain't cool.
Nah, that's why I always said if I did get in a little fights in my life, it's like at least everybody would kind of know, like, damn, that person had did something to wrong Kenny. Like, for me to, like,
and you can tell why I got in a lot of fights, right?
You said what?
You can tell why I got in a lot of fights,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely. 100%.
You can tell.
Nah, but yeah, that shit, like, as you get to adult, it's like, and even after, like, when you start touching weights, it's like, man, this shit violent, bro. I don't want to fight nobody. Like,
that's when it all started, baby.
And it comes down to, even if they size you up, it's like, man, you don't realize some people are fucking lethal weapons, like walking lethal weapons. You don't even know. He might not even have an 8-pack or nothing. He is born to kill.
Tell you what I do just out of habit. Like whenever white boys get loud to me in bars and shit, I always look at their ears first.
Oh, they got the cauliflower ear?
Yeah, I want to know if they got the cauliflower ear, and I know what I'm working with, bro. Because if you got a cauliflower ear, I'm gonna approach that situation a little different. But I'm a fighter. I know that type of shit. Y'all be talking crazy to the white boy with the cauliflower ears. Now he got you in the headlock up under the pool table. You know what I'm saying? Tighten up. Hey, we out of here, man. Good show. I don't even know the hell how we got here.
Oh, wait, damn. That shit. I don't know. What time is it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we vibing. We up out of here. We appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. A lot of love in the comments, man. Shout outs. Anybody got shout outs?
Man, shout out to Louisville, man. They finna run down on that shit. Man. Finna make my parlay a hit. Shout out Alabama, too. They gonna run down, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some money. You know, so I can come on here and brag about my ticket.
There's only one person on this same Men's Sunday. So I hope y'all don't win because that's going to be a terrible Sunday for us, bro. I don't want to hear
shit. Shout out to No Nation, man. Y'all get this win so I can come on with my Bobby hat and my cigar. And we just keep the show rolling, man. You know, eventually we're going to – the goal was to turn a few fans out. I think we're doing just that, being the only team still standing, you know.
Fuck Florida State.
Shout out to this Vatasil Bowl that's going to be legendary.
They gonna lose that motherfucker too. They gonna get blown out in whatever bowl they in because ain't nobody gonna be there. Hey, what's up with Shrepo before we get out of here? Shrepo coming back? What's the deal?
No, man. I personally don't think it makes sense for him to come back. Well, like he's proven he can be consistent, you know, year after year after year. I mean, I don't think there's much he can really do that would change any draft stock. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I think he is what he is, like a reliable receiver, you know, that love the game. I mean,
yeah, he's not gonna get bigger or the shit like that he can't fix.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get like faster or significantly faster or do anything where a team will be like, let's draft him, you know, in a top 10 or something. I think he's a great receiver. He's gonna play one of them receivers gonna play in the league for a while because he just know how to play the game so well. So I think, hey man, if I'm him, your quarterback, Van Dyke, he gone. I mean, the comeback is just you risking a lot. There's a lot more to lose than a game from coming back. New quarterback, you got to figure new stuff out. You got these young cats coming in. It's just a lot that I'll just be like, you know, I'm going to take off.
I feel it. No shout outs on my behalf, man. Shout out to everybody holding us down. Florida State, or Miami people in the comments. We appreciate all the fandom. Y'all stay locked in with us, man. Big changes on the way. Everything's leveling up. Improvements. Taking it to a new level. We're trying to compete with the best people around content and podcasts. So we're going to start trying to get off of this screen yard and get in person more in 2024. We're going to see where we at with it. It's the roll up. It's the vibes. We out of here. See y'all on Sunday. You're